Namaskar. Can you hear?
Yes.
Paramapurusha, that divine entity, is everywhere. It is the underlying substance of all that exists. And in all of the struggles, trials, and tribulations, joys, births, renewals, that infinite entity exists. That divinity is a core substratum of all that is. The essential being upon which life is founded, in which life is founded. So there is nothing outside of that divinity. It is the substance of all that is. It is Sat, truth, Chit, consciousness, Ananda, true happiness, divine bliss. It is the very source of your existence. It is your natural state of being. Like the water taken from the sea and scooped into a glass, you are separate, but you are the same. It is only the container of uniqueness, of individuality, of ego that separates you from the wholeness of being. In the dance of creation, the infinite plays out both tragedy and joy. In the created universe, all things have an opposite. Where there is happiness, there is the potential of sadness. Where there is dark, there is the potential of light. Where there is suffering, there is the potential of great joy. Where there is birth, there is death. And where there is death, there is birth. This is the nature, the dual nature of manifest existence. It exists in pairs, in opposites, as the symbol, the yin and yang, demonstrates. There is duality in expression. But under duality, there is the trifactor of sattva, rajas, and tamas. There is the sattvic, sentient life principle the mutative rajasic principle of movement, and there is the principle of static stasis, tamas. Together, they form all of the created universe. So, but behind them, it's the principle of duality. And behind that duality is the one, the principle of unity. In today's society, at this time, there is a great deal of duality. The society in the United States, and really throughout the world, society is divided. Those who cling to their past and want to replicate the past, and those who recognize that the future will be different than the past and want change. Want to recognize the changes that are occurring and resolve them, find solutions, develop new paradigms. That is on one hand. On the other are those that contract in fear and want only what was. And these dualities have created a kind of division. People, when pressed, do two things. They go to group psychologies to support themselves and to feel safe. They want to feel they are part of a collective mentality. So they will form group psychology. And they do something else when they are under stress, when things are uncertain. They go to groups, but they also react either to contract or to express, to run forward. So these two reactions have become group psychologies. The one that contracts and wishes for what was in the past, denying the difficulties of the present, and one that wants to move forward to a place of safety. Both groups of people feel the threat. They feel change. The ground is unstable, and they know it. But their reactions are different. One wants to deny it. The other wants to fix it. But the reality is, the ground is unstable, and until the necessary changes occur, it will not stabilize. It cannot necessarily be fixed so easily. And it certainly can't be denied. The psychology of denial is strong at the present time, but that psychology will crumble. It will concave into itself because it cannot be supported by reality. And the depth of the current disturbance and change occurring will become undeniable. You can deny a minor plague. You can deny inequality. You can deny that the climate is changing and that it won't go back the way it was. You can try to maintain the structures that have worked in the past, but only to a certain point. There comes a point where the changes become so extensive that the denial crumbles. So this division into opposites of the society will not last. You should not be overly concerned, for it is not a long-term problem. The real problem lies in how to make the change so that the earth can settle. Human beings think they have control over these things, but in fact, they do not. So even those who want to fix the problem, that are solution-oriented, they can make a positive impact. But at this stage, change will occur, and what is needed will be done. Human beings do not have a say. So, but how they respond makes a difference. The first response to dramatic change is shock, sometimes denial. Then anger, sometimes helplessness and depression, which you have seen rampant throughout the country, throughout the world. Anger and helplessness, depression, fear. The unrest you see today has taken the focal point of injustice, but it is far more than injustice that is driving people to the streets. You each have felt inside yourself the frustration with the current situation, to see inequities, to see mismanagement, to feel the fear of a pandemic and no governmental leadership, to feel changes beyond control and not being addressed. No systematic approach. It has left you frustrated. That frustration takes many forms. And those prone to anger, those in subcultures of violence, gangs, extremist groups, they wait for violence to express their frustration. Others to march peacefully to express their frustration. The frustration is wide-ranged. Not everyone going to these marches is there simply for racial injustice. That is the focal point right now. But the frustration is larger. People feel the change. And they feel helpless. They don't know what to do. And there is no one to focus them, to guide them. There is no proper leadership. They don't feel protected in a pandemic. They don't feel guided. There is a need for the two sides, both reacting to the same stimulus, to find a central leadership which can unite them. And bring dynamic, open-eyed attention to what is occurring in the world, which is a major shift, a huge change, like a earthquake. The ground is unstable. The change cannot be stopped. So humanity needs to find a way to ride this change and to find solidarity, unity, not only nationally but globally, to work in a positive way with the change, to bring humanity to the other side of this shift. It will occur. It is a certainty. So do not fear some of the difficulties of today. They will not last. This division is temporary. As things progress, it will fall away. But what humanity faces in the turbulence of change is not temporary. It will end when the change is finished and Dharma restored, the planet back in harmony. Then it will end. Until then, turbulence will increase. There are things you can do. Find the deep water where there is love, where there is care, where there is compassion, where there is the divine presence, the infinite love. In those deep waters, life and death are irrelevant, because it is a truth that is beyond the veil of life and death. It is a truth that is immortal and eternal. And it is your solid rock in a shifting, changing world. It is where you are safe. It is the stable base amid change. And to share with others in compassion and love their ability to find this eternal, stable rudder of deep love in the midst of this turbulence. Because the result of this turbulence will be the increase in that love. The increased connection of human beings and living beings in general to that love. This is an evolutionary shift. Humanity is evolving. It is positive. The planet Earth is evolving. You are her evolutionary forefront, and she is emerging into a new level, a new paradigm. Humanity will not be destroyed, but rather will emerge like the butterfly from the cocoon. Today, the people rise up about race. Tomorrow, about climate. About many things. And when that energy can be utilized, the human society can change and begin to address the problems that face everyone. While race is the problem addressed today, the inequality and pain of poor white people who are jobless, who are addicted, who see no way and no hope, how is it different from that of the poor black? They turn to Trump. He offers them some hope. They're desperate. They're not the enemy. They are also the victims. And they need care as well as people of darker skins. The color of your skin is not the issue. There is poverty, addiction, violence, and there is privilege. there are many people of color, more people of colors, of darker skin, who are in this situation. But there are many, many white people in this situation as well. Don't forget that. They live in small towns. They are poor. They are violent. They have drug habits, just like the darker skinned communities in the cities. Because they have the same problem. They don't have privilege because they're white. They want to think they do. They hope for the past, where they did. But even deeper than these issues of privilege and money and race, are the fundamental relationships that human beings have to themselves, to the planet, to the infinite. A change is occurring that cannot be stopped. Human society will have to adapt. There will be no choice. Find your deep shelter in the infinite love of the divine. And share your love with living beings, helping them to find the deep shelter in the storm of life. All right. May the blessings of the infinite eternal being shower upon you always. And hold you through times of trouble. And joy. All right, namaskar.
Tava.